The time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean is exactly, what is that? Let me make sure you understand. 11 minutes owed to the show. 11 minutes owed to the show. I ain't want getting nothing with these fellas and these gentlemen and these ladies. I ain't want getting nothing with nobody. PC Brooms, I hear you get promoted. You are now a senior superintendent. They tell me you're an inspector. And I can't understand what you...
No. No, I cannot work.
But I cannot work. No, listen.
I like being on the street walking, but I like being on the street. Like, man, I mean working on the street.
I have a little quick problem here. You have an uncle called Uncle Murphy. Uncle Murphy. He says...
Murphy?
He make a law. He says if anything can go wrong, chances are that it will go wrong. You understand?
Correct.
And that is how it is with technology. Well, we have some good engineers down here. And they work on things. So let me apologize to listeners and to you all for the problem again tonight. Okay? I owe you 11 minutes. Write that that's down. Okay. I owe you 11 minutes. You can get it back. You want to start straight away? You and your you and Queen, or you want me to play your theme, your song? Tell me.
Give me the theme. That's a little warm. Get
you want the theme. All right, I can get the theme, man.
A little warm up.
This is super fair. Yeah.
Woo! I love you so much.
Well warm up, you see, well warm up. So I just want you all to know, this is the Mad Love Show, and tends to get salacious sometimes. But watch your conduct, watch the language, etc., etc. Okay, good evening to all of you.
All right. Queen, how you spend your birthday?
He had a birthday.
Birthday was nice. Good evening, wait, first of all, to dead wait, husbands.
Good evening to you. Good evening to you.
To all those people out there in VOB country. Good evening to one and all joining in from abroad, over in Avea, all over the way to St. Philip and all the way up in St. Lucie. Good evening to you all. Yes, my birthday was Thursday. Uh-huh. I had a little drink. Nothing too bad. Uh-huh. Still COVID season, so you got to keep things a little, you know, you can't invite the marshal, the parish around your house and then, you know. You understand? Sure. I had a little lunch and thing and a big toe. And I also want to say, belated Happy Mother's Day to all those ladies across Barbados and outside the world and everything. Mother's Day is one of those big occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Gets bigger and bigger every year on the calendar.
Correct. Happy belated birthday to Larry Mears as well.
Right, yes, please.
Friday. And also today is Cassie's birthday.
Right. So lots of big ones. And you know, Mother's Day is a big thing now. Soon will be just as big as Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so, true. That's true.
Father's Day coming along slowly. It didn't reach that stage of Mother's Day yet where everybody can be father's dinner and lunch. And flowers and
this and that. Father's Day moving like an African still, man. Slow,
yeah, yeah, Father's Day moving slow. Slowly, but surely it coming along. But it ended up there with Mother's.
No.
And this is not that's what we can actually be talking about. A mother's love.
Right.
Right, because of how a child is born, you know, the mother has got a more closeness to the child. Right?
Right, yes.
Most single parents, in fact, you talk about 85% of the single parents, there'd be women. Because most of the time, man, but he bends the head back of the child or the bracket of them, but the child start with the mother.
Yeah.
And from time to time, you know, the mothers just get blamed for harming the child turn out.
Mm-hmm.
When that child goes to school and get trouble, and the mother, the people always say it starts in the home. Oh, and if the home is led by the mother, then obviously the mother can get the blame.
Yeah.
And the child turns out to be a bad boyfriend road, people blame the mother. You know what you're doing, you know the trouble you're giving, all kind of thing, and you said this and that in the church, and all kind of thing. And sometimes, as we know, from time to time, unfortunately, some of these so-called bad boys or whatever, just meet your untimely death. You understand?
John Bucky.
Get chopped up, get something or the other.
Yeah.
And then the interview, the mother's a telling newspaper, you know what the mother is saying?
He was a good boy.
He was a good boy. He had his ways.
Mm-hmm.
But he would do anything for anybody. He was a real nice guy. He was a good fella. Mm-hmm. And people in the road, one of them, same boy that we know, that terrorized the road district for years, terrorizing people, lock anything. But for her, flesh and blood, he is a good boy. And she's not going to desert him.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had situations in the past, as you would know, as some of the criminologists and police would tell you, that they was looking for so-called bad boys on the run, and the mothers had them holding somewhere.
Yep.
Or the mothers saying, this is my flesh and blood, I'm not giving up my flesh and blood just like this here. So it brings us also today, this evening, right?
Uh-huh.
Situation is this here. And of course, we have to try to put the names because sometimes these names be real names, the people names, and then some people say talking about their children, talking about their husband. So if you talk about the man, the woman, the girl, and the boy.
Right.
So maybe referring to them as Ted Haslow was saying, don't call nobody names if you know of a situation that's similar or whatever. Don't call nobody name. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman in her mid-50s, not mid-40s, sorry, 44, 45, got this man who's close to 60, right?
Right.
Right, they were together for almost 6-7 years and things. Living together in a house. But then he decided, you know, he wanted a bit of their house. So every little thing he get, he just go and buy 2 little blocks or whatever. Anyhow, they move over to that house and they go out into another rent house. They went forward together for this rent house.
Yeah.
This two-bedroom closer house. You know, I think. Now, she got 2 children. A girl, 20 little bit. 22, 21, 22.
Right.
And a son, right? Now, this son, he is what we would call a bad boy. He's one of the 18, roughly 19 in that region. We would call one of the fellas.
Right.
He don't live with her. Live with her. He grew up with her a little bit, but then he went at the father. He had the father condo, he went at some aunt, then condo, bumps, he had about some old great grandmother or something, so. Right? Good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring him a stick up in there and bring him back there now.
Uh-huh.
She got this daughter that got 2 children. One, 4, the girl is 21, 22, she got a 4-year-old child and a 1-year-old child.
Right.
The father of the 4-year-old child doing this year, Pepper. Nobody even know part he gone, nobody business.
Mm-hmm.
And the one-year-old child, she went and get breed from some fellow country here, fellow that she meet at a job site from one of the Caribbean countries.
You have curly hair?
I live curly hair boy. You know what I'm talking about too. I live curly hair boy from one of the Caribbean countries. With a long name.
Yeah.
You know, he's Indian in the blood, so he probably killed him out to the thing and she fall in love with it. He brings her gone back to the rubber factory, come from one of the islands or something like that. So she don't get no money for here. But she, the boy, her boyfriend, she was living at, and trying, you know, the bad blood between the two of them. So she called she mother and asked she mother, because she ain't working, and she could come there till she catch herself.
Uh-huh.
Got to discuss it with the man she living with, the man Savelle. She's your daughter. You know, if she meet the Palais Harton, she lost two children. Because pay a bedroom there. You know, she come. She was funny, she was catch her hand. And she's not a bad girl either. You know, she would pick to a pick a little thing here and there. No, then she would plaque somebody here, yeah, a little $50, $60. She would try to help contribute to the economy, if you understand what I mean.
Correct.
Right. So the house don't got any man, the woman, the girl, and she two little children. Anyhow, this boy now, because he and the body can do, he and the mother can do, his father can do, wherever he go, he's the trouble. The great aunt, he living that day, and the people from overseas come for the house.
Oh.
Until he go left. So he was, he went at some friend for a couple of weeks or whatever. But anyhow, he called the mother, and asked his mother, he tell the mother he has nowhere to go, he ain't got no place to go. He basically from the street. He can't go back because his father wants to see it tall. Father want to party for the start. So he want to know if he can come there at the mother's house. But she actually man. But the mother, you know, say, well, they got the room here.
Mm-hmm.
But he would discuss it with the man. And the man said, you see, I don't want he nowhere around this house. I don't want him, that boy is trouble because he and the same boy had a little tackle too already. Where the boy currency book, something or the other. He said that the boy tell you he was shooting in the face. The boy said, never tell you, so I tell you that people that you just get shook in the face. So they had a little tackle too. So the man said, what are you about at all? I don't care. We go. He can die Salvation Army. I don't care. We go. Don't bring that boy around this house. But the woman says, my son, I can't leave my son on the street. Where my son is stop? I got a funny Salvation book here for you. Anyhow, the man come home from work one day and see the boy in the yard cleaning up. They got some shade in the yard that keep drink bottles and things on there. And he, the boy cleaning up all of that shade and putting on siding borders and all kind of old plywood and gabbling sheets and everything. He got his big piece of sponge and different little things and he came there, sir. So she the woman and the man now had it ding down. I tell you, don't bring that boy out here, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. The woman said, well, he in the house, he in the yard, wherever he was just coming in the house. I will cook little food for you, everything he did. Yeah, he said, sorry, though. He's there for about 2 months. All he doing is going out, coming in, smoking, doing things, he mother, helping you out, getting food and everything. Till the man get vexed and says, this situation is not improving. I try to build my house. I always want to spend money in here, but this and the third and all kind of thing. My brother tell me, come up, but he finished building my house and then thing. The man say, I'm done with you. I was still passing, yeah, let's bury from time to time, but I can't put up with this here. So the situation now is the mother being unreasonable by keeping her son close to her, knowing that he's a bad fella, a trouble tree. The man being all reasonable, but you know, letting the woman to bear everything but herself. How you see the situation, basically? I can get some more information about the boy, if you want him, find out some more information about him.
I can tell you straight that the boyfriend did the right thing.
Clear?
Did the right thing. I mean, he did the right thing. I mean, when he turned up, you know, been in a little place outside in the yard. He didn't kick you out. He ain't y'all bad. He watch it and see what can happen. You know, how it can turn out. But things are improving. So, you know, one he told her how to leave. Either the mother had to leave and go somewhere with the children, or he leave. And he did the right thing. He left because there's only one of he, and there's about four of them. You understand?
Right.
So it's easier for him to pick up and go with his brother and leave them. So they can work out what's going on, the living situation.
Yeah, but you see, you know, the car, you know, because he said he was pelting in money in that house, you know, feeding, helping to support. Because two of them ain't got a big job. Let's do their pickling jobs. The woman from time to time just be working, we call, off. You know, the money ain't big as she had. I work with that money she get in, she buy a little food to help she to grandchildren and get his daughter little children. He's the one that really supported everything.
Queen, does she have any children for him? I miss that.
No, she doesn't have any children for
no
him.
No children, okay.
No, she in her mid-40s and he almost 60. Mm-hmm.
But he did say he would pass and get him something from time to time. So he's helping him.
But that a guarantee?
Ain't a guarantee. Ain't a guarantee. You know, he really can't invest in our son because son ain't want that dude. He don't want that dude, the son.
Right. And the man said, listen, if I'm trying to get my house built, so I can't get the $300 when we come.
Exactly.
I mean, a little $50 bill or 100 bananas or some green bananas or something. Oh, yeah.
No, you gotta know the mother gonna start encouraging the son to go there and work. I mean, that's you know, layman and then coming back in. That can't work.
So let me put you.
I gotta encourage you to get up.
Right. So let me use some more information now about the boy of this work thing. Because it tells you he's about 17, 18.
Right.
Then it gives some good information about he so you will know who you're dealing with.
Right.
Then he was about 16, 17, done school early.
Mm-hmm.
He was working, doing some labor work. You know, turning concrete and thing a little bit. You don't know how to turn a thing. Yeah. He had somebody get away from the site and he hit the body with a shovel in the back. Lost his job. Yeah. The find somebody that's funny their work for you doing landscaping work. You know, landscaping work with the rewalk kind of thing.
You're right, yeah.
You won't get paid every day.
You won't get paid every day, okay.
Yeah, every time he do a job with the man, he want his money. The man tell you
right. Right.
Yeah, I could get you on some jobs, I will be able to give you the money.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some jobs that I just do for people that don't get paid till the end of the week.
Correct.
Or in some cases, till the end of the month. This is right. I've been working for a bit for years. They tell me, come Tuesday, clean the grass or whatever, I clean up. And then later on, at the end of the week or the end of the month, they tell me, pass me the little change. When that happens, I can't afford to pay you.
Right.
You will get the money at the end of the week. The boss says he can't deal with that. I tell the man, he's looking at the raw pea and he wants chopping up and all kind of things. So he lost all that work too.
All right.
So he's that kind of person. And while he
was all head.
With the mother and the same man, the police can be able two different times looking for some cell phone that somebody said, Keith. So the man said, I can't deal with this here. I never was
involved with
the police in all my life. All my life, I never had police violence outside my doors in all of my life. And you bring this nuisance boy from here. The man said, I go my business. I can't deal with this. I ain't saying I will come and give me a little berry from time to time because you're still thing there for me, but I can't deal with this. I'm gone.
Right. It's the mother that got set he straight because she's the only one that got influence over him right now. And she was going to deal with that case on her own. She got to fight that battle on her own.
Suppose he is just comfortable.
He comfortable, exactly. Exactly. And I can't really see the relationship really, you know, pulling out of gear, I tell you so.
If he is just comfortable coming and going, smoking a little thing, doing that little back home he got there, he called the fox and look to the here, the man got there from, he ran some wire, he collects some electric wire off of the yard, look, took off the socket there and ran some wire into his room. So that he got a plug in there that he can charge it. He know all kind of things. You might say, look. I can't deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone.
All right. He did the right thing. He gone. All right, Ken, you got something that one time. Ken, got something there.
I have a caller here. I have a caller.
All right, go ahead. Put the person on, yeah.
Good night, Mr. Husband.
Hello, good evening to you, Sophie. How are you?
Good night. Right. Listen.
Hi, good night.
I can say this and I can say I want everybody to understand.
Sophie, do me a favor. Stay calm and please abide for the news. Okay, it's just abide, all right?
Okay, all right.
All right, good. Thank you very much. You're listening to Voice of Barbados and we are into the Mad Love Show. Very interested, but the news has come upon us and we must give way. So let's do just that.
Solar Dynamics does not see eye to eye with its competitor. When they tell you buy once, yours for a lifetime, and you will have to break the bank to get the safety tempered glass, and that the 80-gallon system will pay for itself in 16 months, it was all fake news. The 25% wider copper tubes is fake news too. If you can find the 25% tubes wider than ours, we will buy them for you. Solar Dynamics. Hotter, stronger, safer, and the cleanest hot water backed by the world game changer temperature guarantee since 1980. How hot is hot? Measure it. Now, you know some of the reasons why we do not see eye to eye. Call Solar Dynamics at 425-1540.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
This is the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Tanisha Rokio. The details to the news just ahead. Barbados can expect strong winter cruise business towards year end, but in the interim, the next 6 months is expected to be bleak for the local sector. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Senator Lisa Cummins, confirms the summer period will be quiet for cruising in this part of the world. She notes that summer hasn't traditionally been a bumper season for cruise business here, but as they emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, cruise lines are focusing on their main traditional summer destinations.
And so most of them have deployed for their normal summer season sailings in Alaska and in the Mediterranean. And the Caribbean remains their strongest destination in the minds of consumers, because a lot of this is based on the basis of what customers are saying and what travelers are saying and what their preferences are. So they have developed cruise itineraries on the basis of that demand. And so U.S. travelers in particular are heading out to the Mediterranean and to Alaska for summer, and European travelers are heading out to Alaska and to the Med for the summer. And then in the winter months, when those two locations are cold, they head to the Caribbean.
She also says hurricane damage to the port in Puerto Rico, a key hub for Caribbean cruises, is another factor. Meantime, taxi operators at the Bridgetown port are gearing up for a difficult next 6 months with no cruise ships scheduled to visit Barbados this summer. Adrian Bailey, president of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op, tells Starcom Network News it's going to be a rough period.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be really, really difficult. What we would have to do now is to continue to do what we were doing over the early period into the COVID, where a lot of the members of the co-op would have basically diverted and they would have been doing school shuttling. Schools are open back up. They were doing supermarkets. There were some of them append themselves to some of the hotels on the South Coast and the West Coast. Some of them also were able to fit themselves at the Grantley Adams International Airport. It will be better because the airport will be up and running. These guys would have to work their way around the situation to survive for 6 months.
Adrian Bailey, president of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op. Barbadians can expect higher building costs due to rising prices of materials. President of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society Limited, Troy Williams, says the rise in costs is due to the global supply chain issues and the resulting increased cost of importing building materials.
Of course, it's going to have a significant impact on everybody, contractors, prospective homeowners, people that are doing renovation. It will definitely have an impact because, obviously, if the cost to import stuff moves, then the final cost will move. Construction materials would have gone up significantly, so obviously the final prices will go up. You would normally have per square foot prices to build houses, so price would definitely go up. I see it having a significant impact on the industry.
President of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Co-op, Troy Williams. Boutiques are reporting an increase in sales since the reopening of the entertainment sector, and expect the upward trend to continue with the return of Cropover after a 2-week break. Representative of Top Rear in Bridge Street Mall, Crystal Clark, says she's grateful that events have resumed given the stores were forced to close their doors for a long period due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
So far, the sales have been okay. We will expect an increase after the crop over has come further up. I guess with the events and things that are coming through, we will see a little increase. But for now, we are quite grateful for what we are having. We did see an increase from what we had before, where last year and 2 years ago, we weren't seeing much because we were closed down. But now, with the fets are starting back and the cruises are coming in, we have been seeing a slight increase.
Representative of Topware in Bridge Street Mall, Crystal Clark. A total of 598 people tested positive for COVID-19 from the 2,083 tests carried out yesterday by the Bastos Santos Public Health Laboratory. There were 110 people in isolation facilities, while 4,295 were in home isolation. In battle, St. Kitts Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris has fired several government ministers and asked the Governor General to dissolve Parliament with immediate effect. Mr. Harris was due to face a motion of no confidence submitted by six members of the coalition team Unity Government. However, in a radio and television broadcast, he has announced the dismissal of several ministers, including his deputy Sean Richards and Nevis Premier Mark Brantley. Mr. Harris also said that he would soon announce the date for the general election. U.S. intelligence officials believe Russian President Vladimir Putin is preparing for a long war in Ukraine. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, has told a Senate hearing the next few months could see Russian actions escalate and become more predictable. And that was the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I am Tanisha Rokio. Good night.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
In April, the Barbados Institute of Management and Productivity celebrated their 50th anniversary. The celebration continues on Voice of Barbados 92.9 FM as we commemorate BIMAP through the years. BIMAP has been an established leader in providing career advancement training and educational programs, along with consultancy services in the public and private sectors in Barbados and beyond. Stay tuned to VOB 92.9 FM for more as we celebrate BIMAP through the years.
The Voice of Barbados.
Barbados and beyond. Stay tuned to VOB 92.9 FM for more as we celebrate BIMAP through the years.
I like you so bad.
For true? You about rest me, God.
Okay, we now rejoin our team, the presenters of our Mad Love Show. You're on, please. And you have a caller standing by.
Yes, good night again for who didn't hear. Okay, this is my opinion about this whole situation. Y'all are hearing me clearly, right?
Very clearly, sir.
Yes, loud and clear.
Right, listen. Now, because remember the house, he is trying to do his own house, and he and the lady he have, which is the boy's mother, the grandmother, he decided to go and rent another accommodation. Whereas, remember, this is a rent house. Now,
right.
What happened later, as she indicated, you know, it's her son. She went against what he stands for, because in his situation, he did not want it, because he understood what could happen or have an ugly or what could transfer between he and the lady's son. However, despite as a male involved, I would still understand why she did it, because it's her son. You know, it's a motherly love. You can't get away from that. So no boy shouldn't even try to fight that, despite people, you know, children do wrong. The mothers have still got a particular place and feeling for their children. Now, as he move out, I accept what he did right. But you know what happened now? What's going to happen now when his house is finished? The daughter haven't caught herself. nor the son, because you can't put a mind in him. Children will develop right. and have their own mind and ways that they want to follow. Until he decides to change, if he ever decides to change, or if anything don't happen to him during the particular time, the gentleman house finished now. The mother gonna move back out to the rent house and move in with him. If the relationship is not that strained to a particular, you know, level. Now, if she move back in with him in his house and her house, what they're going to do now with the house that they're paying rent for, they're going to continue to pay rent for that so the boy and the girl will stay there? That's going to be the main thing now. Because remember, this whole thing that you're asking about is if the mother in the way was wrong, and I answer that. I understand why she did it. Everybody should understand. You know, but what's going to happen now with the relationship going down with the same motherly love? This motherly love going to cause her, what is it going to cause her? What's going to happen between relationship? Because remember, the house got to stop paying for, you know, I don't think the man can keep paying rent for that place anymore.
Correct.
You know? So that could be the issue.
She got to get behind the boy, you know, to go there, look for work and, you know, contribute something, you know.
Right.
I mean, a house is like a country.
Yeah, but I indicated, they got some children, you cannot make them change from their path. What's going to happen in the interim? What going to happen? So that's a hard one to answer in a way, because remember, she still is going to have the motherly love. It would take something drastic to happen. He would have to do something really drastic for she to, you know, discontinue that type of motherly love. And I really can't put a spin on that part. So that's going to be a real ticklish one there. You know,
no, you know, the gentleman, no, the whole thing ain't finished till, you know, she sort herself out with that youngster, you know.
You're right.
I think he see what's going on.
But,
and he will pick even slower now at that house.
but listen, see, last one. Let's say now the house finish and the boy still on the same path. That gave me the issue. What is she going to do? How can she help him anymore, any longer? Because
she definitely can't come. Tell him, then, you know, I go on my life, you know. Either we are from my boyfriend, we're looking to get married and move forward. Give him an ultimatum. We can pay for 2 months in this house. You got 2 months to sort yourself.
That is how some children is get into their own life. But yet, when their mothers or fathers trying to make their life right to settle down, at their age, some children do things and put a strain between their mother or father relationship. Exactly.
Yep.
Anyway, you have a great night, and it's interesting tonight, that truth. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Keep the calls coming. I'll answer as soon as they come. 434-1790. Keep the calls coming. Very, very, very. This is very community, sociological problem.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time, I don't know if it still happened, but back in the day, mothers used to put up children, you know?
I mean,
mothers used to put up daughters. You feel you was a woman in here? They're looking for man, you doing this, so left in here, leave in here. They used to put up people, I don't care where you go.
Mm-hmm.
You find somewhere else to go. And then you hear girls say, my mother put me up when it was 12. Or friends say, my mother put me up when it was 14.
Yep.
But if you encourage it, because you saying get behind the ball and tell it you gotta look for work.
Take a call,
please. You don't want to work at all.
Yes. Are you taking another call here, Queen?
Take a call, Queen. Good evening, come in, please.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, I can actually align myself for exactly the same scenario.
Okay.
In that.
All right.
My lady had a son that I did my best for, and he dissed me, was living by me.
Turn off your radio, please.
Hold a minute.
We hear it coming right back to us.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
You're right. Go ahead.
And I did everything you could possibly do for him.
Mm-hmm.
like right. a father. I didn't father. His father okay. didn't want either to live on him. He can't go by his sister. He can't go by nobody.
Yeah.
And they took him in. And one Sunday in particular, I was here laying down. I hear a bubble up on my house. And then she called me and they come and say this here, but Nate Temple is around my house.
Wow.
They come to search for a gun. I ain't know, but that time you didn't know even hear, so I know what to them my address.
Wow. All that time you know what gun look like.
Huh?
All that time you don't know what gun look like.
You got that right, unless it's the one from TV.
Right. Wow.
But I can everything I can think, but people talk about you go help out people and continue to help the boy. My, if you're rich, you got to give them tough love.
My, correct.
You got to give correct. Them tough love. Because he can always, he might can always be handing out for he, putting up for he. Because probably when he get through with he bad deeds, she must just get some.
Okay.
So you can't continue to let people and tell the girl with the two children to get for her shitty.
Watch your conduct.
Right behind and can look for a job too.
And yes, exactly.
The man will right to move out. Supporting the mother, the girl and two children, and plus he is not his husband too.
Exactly.
And what you kill the man. The man right to glum what you've been. I agree with you. I would do it too.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Keep the calls coming. 434-1790. That was a very clear cut call there. 434-1790.
Yes. The last caller said he experienced the same identical thing.
And you have another call.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Go ahead.
Yeah, good night to everybody. I believe the man made the right decision because that situation could only get worse.
Yeah.
Talking to the guy in work, talking to the youngster working, and you can't keep investing into somebody like that. They need to, they need to feel the results of their actions.
Yes, true.
Most mothers don't want to allow the children to reap the rewards of the deeds. But one he says the older people sometimes would put out the children and the joy push, but today is a different story. So I agree with the man for hardly.
Caller, quick question. So you believe that the mother was right in taking the man door, knowing that it would have caused a little strain between she and the man?
No, I don't believe she was right. It would have been more
disgusting. She should have left him on the road to suffer?
No, it would have been more discussion with the guy, with the boy.
Uh-huh.
Both her and her boyfriend should sit down with him, talk to him, see where he has his act, and try to help you out in a different way. And if you don't change your attitude, leave him to his actions. Once he show maturity, I will help him. But if he continue that foolish way, I want to go and cause trouble for himself, others, and me, and my household, I got to let it go.
Correct.
But more discussion was needed.
True.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Keep the callers coming. 434-1790. Yeah. Keep the calls coming. I want to see the whole board light up. Where are the ladies on this? Do I hear all from all gentlemen? Where are the ladies on this? This is the ladies' thing. Where are the ladies?
In the front end.
Yeah,
I'm afraid for this one.
Yeah, because I'm told by all quarters that ladies spoil boy children from the time they're 2 years old or even younger.
Well,
I'm told that. Is that true? Is it true that the ladies spoil boy children? And are we getting confused between a mother's love and spoiling the boy children? Keep the calls coming. You know, what is this? I do not...
When you reach a certain age like that, there, though, your mother should have gotten to be getting on your back to tell you where to look for work.
True.
Because, you know what I mean? Maybe not work all wrong, be hard and touch and things. But if you tell your mother, I'm out there looking for work and finding work, and then you just come back in, you just walk up on the block and smoke and come in and eat food and all kind of thing.
All right.
You can't just frustrate people.
Give way, please. Good evening. Come in.
Good night.
Hello.
Hey, good night.
Lenny.
Y'all can't hear me clearly?
Very clearly,
very clear.
Oh, a friend of mine asked me to log in tonight, and I was just listening for the first time.
Okay.
Welcome. So, it's an interesting topic. I'm just talking from a mother's point of view, and I heard PC Brooms just now, not PC Brooms, the other one, say that, you know, that years ago, women used to put out the children. And yeah. I had a son that was misbehaving at the time. And they put him out. And he, because he had a comfortable home, a comfortable bed, he could eat 3 square meals. And he decided that he won't be a nuisance. So a nuisance says it have to go and butt it hard. But we all know that all mothers ain't got this kind of heart. But because of the way I came up with a mother or father, and they had to work. I have my children young, but at one point in my life, I tell myself, you can't be a nuisance all the time. You got to get up and get something in life. So I think that I did well for my age in terms of raising my children and getting something in life. So, you know, I put him on, but you know, as a mother, you're putting them on the road, and if you really, really care about them, it'll still be concerned. So one day I went to look for him. They tell me that he was on this block, and I went to look for him. And when I went, I saw my son bare back, pants down, boxer, look as black as ever, and he got a whole wad of weed in his pocket, right?
Wow. Well, that must have broken your heart.
Of course, right? But the thing is that he didn't look musty, but he had the weed. So you know what I did? I tell you, look around. I tell you, look at the house. Look at the person that you're selling the weed for. Them in them big upstairs house. Them children better off. Them children going to school. Them children got 3 square meals. Them children got the brand name. Everything. They got slippers on the foot. And they got food. And what are you doing? Use the scapegoat for the drug man. And he stand up and he listen, because one thing he would do, he would listen to me. And I tell him what he had to tell everybody in the gap came out, whatever. And I just get in my car and I went along, come along back home. And about 2-3 days, I call his grandmother. His grandmother tell me that she hear he living in some shed at the road. And it so happened, I can just make a long story short, it so happened that something led me to a place near Teen Challenge. And I called and I explained the situation. They tell me, no, I have this son, and they put him out and he on the street, yada, yada. And, you know, they tell me, you know, if he want the help, he could get the help, but he will have to want it. And they write to him and they tell him, and he said, okay, I'm going to go. I went downtown and they buy pants, shirt, shoes, everything. And they tell him, I tell him tomorrow morning when they come, be ready. I will know that you really want to go. And when I went for him, he come and I took him up to Teen Challenge. Teen Challenge shut down now, right? And you know that my son ended up being the best student at Teen Challenge. And he living in Canada now.
Well, you living right now?
Canada now, you understand? So because he had best student, and then the Teen Challenge in Canada best student came to Barbados and he did the exchange. And we come over there. So sometimes we as parents, we have to get the tough love. But I guess sometimes if we don't go through it, we won't be able. Some people need to go through the hard core sometimes. I went through it as a young person. So I knew how I could deal with my children. Right?
No, don't go, ma'am. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go.
Don't go.
How old was your son at that time when you put him out?
My son was, could be about 17, because he had finished school at St. Leonard's. And, about 17 or so. Yes, I don't think he was 18 as yet. It was a hard decision, but I had to do it correct. Because the things that he was doing, he didn't have no reason to do them.
Yeah. No, I want to please ask the presenter's permission to jump in here.
Jump in.
And to compliment you, ma'am, and to really compliment, mm-hmm. You said one thing that touched my heart. You say that he always listened to you. That did not
that
start the day.
Even my sister, my aunt, and sister, but you know, jealous is wanting. Although he heard it, you know, he's always listening.
But I want to say to you
you speak to a child and a child grow up and get on. Mm-hmm. Never like that.
That did not happen the day you went there.
Mm-hmm.
It is because he didn't start listening to you when you went to him. That day, he started listening to you because you practiced to communicate with him. And that is the point that is important here. You promised to communicate with him, or rather you practiced communicating with him from the time he was young. And you talked sense into his head. So listening to mommy was like receiving nurture. You nurtured him from young vocally, so he was able to listen to you because what you said made sense. And then you put him out, but you didn't take up a rock and pelt at him when you saw him. A lot of mothers now would go on the other side. Wait, this is what it is, and take up two big rocks and pelt at him. And embarrassing.
Yeah.
You didn't do that. You didn't do that. So I hope that people are listening. I hope that people are listening. And I just say that we mix up this mother's love with care and the correct procedure, if you like.
Yes, we have to be balanced.
We mix it up. Your mother's love, so look, I got a child out there wandering. Let me go and find him. And you went and you found permit me to say your prodigal son. You didn't wait for him to come home. You went and you found him.
Yeah.
And you were able to communicate with him. And because you all had already established a relationship earlier, we listened to you. And I want to compliment you for that, ma'am. I want to compliment you.
Okay, and thanks, and I want to get the time when we'll listen to the show again. So you guys do have a good night.
It always happens. Listen carefully, ma'am. Listen to this commercial. Listen to this commercial. It always happens on Voice of Barbados. It always happens on VOB and on the night shift with Ken Husbands.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay, really nice call there at 2 minutes to 10. And I have another one coming in. Take this one, officer.
Yes.
Wait, you see, the inspector?
No, inspector, too much work.
PC Brooms. PC Brooms is going to take your call, Connor. Go ahead.
Hello.
Come in, please.
Hello.
Come in, sir.
Yes, good night. Come in.
Man, we can hear you. We heard your first hello.
Okay. I just want to make a quick point, right? Something happened over the weekend with me. Right?
You got to turn off your radio, Sonny, because it is now that you're dropping in and out.
My radio is off.
All right, we'll try to talk. Go ahead, sir.
Last weekend, my girlfriend's son was coming every weekend and asking me for money, right? So that's something I didn't get it. Last week, he might give me $20. He asked me for more money. I said, no. I said, you're walking? He said, no. I said, what part again? What part are you walking? Right? I don't get to walk. I said, I talk to the boss. Get to walk. He said, what's funny, right? Hello?
I'm not hearing him clear. Okay.
You got to find another guess. This I really need it. And we don't know what he's saying. So we need you to call us on another line. Okay, all the lines are open now. Go ahead, Jen. PC Brooms and Queen.
Yeah, no, I was hearing him saying that he had his son partly coming to him for money. And he said, well, you know, they got opening at work. So I think you should be going to ask him for work and not ask him for money. That's what I heard from the last call. The other street was going down a pretty decent road there, Jeff.
Yeah.
So I hope he calls, but I hope he got better lane and call about though. I would like to hear the end of the story.
In your scenario, Queen, I just want to say while we wait for a call that while in many cases, ladies cannot do any better because they are left with the boy children, but to raise them, the feelings are and the opinions are that ladies are not equipped to raise boy children, even though they have to do it, they sometimes have no choice. We want to make that very clear. And likewise, men are not equipped to raise girl children. And this is the way it has always been. So if you could respect the sociological and philosophical way that is, then you go on. But I am glad that the fella took the line when he left the home. He walked away. He did not stay there and get involved in all these sort of things. So you see how important it is, ladies, when you have the children, even if you're left with them or whatever, to train the children from the time they are 1 day old. Train the children. Mm-hmm. I hear ladies say, he's the man of here. What man of here? He's only 5 years old.
What?
He's the man of here. He's only 10.
I get control.
What foolishness you tell me?
6 years old.
6 years old. I mean, all my mother or grandmother had to say is, Kenrick.
Yeah.
And the third carry, the third carry was a piece of cloth, wet cloth.
The other thing too is that you have some, and it's really hard on some disabled mothers, especially the ones who just got work like shit.
Yeah.
You got some mothers that just got to work evening times. Working at a gas station or a fast food place or whatever, you can't get all 8 to 4 or 8 to 5. So you've got to leave your son now for the block to raise your son.
Yeah, all
you
those are.
You're going to work, he's 10 or 11 years old, you can find yourself out there for the block.
That's why he said it's a societal problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Come in, please. Good evening. Come in, please. 2 minutes after 10.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
It's not your program, Mr. Husband.
Ma'am, don't leave it there. No. I am not entertaining that this evening. You heard what? No. Don't leave it there. This is too serious a show.
Of course.
Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Queen.
Good evening, dear heart.
Okay. I agree. The gentleman did the right thing. There's nothing wrong in walking away, and he walked away, and that didn't show weakness. That showed some wisdom, and that showed the right thing to do. Because when he can't be giving out his money and then doing his home as well.
Yeah.
And it would be the right thing to bring her when his home is completed, to bring her into his home, because she's gonna come with the baggage and the luggage again. If they are in a rented house, how come she has allowed him to put a shanty or whatever you call in the backyard? That should
be Lala probably don't know.
The landlord probably just comes to the door and collect rent or something. So, you know, he doesn't know about that out there. But it wouldn't come to a good ending if she continues, you know, to be weak, to say it's her child. Yeah. It'll always be her child. You know, even when he passes, it'll always be her child. Mm-hmm. But the point is, you know, she has to find some way of being tough instead of ignorant. And, you know, put him out. Out go you.
Yeah.
If you go out there and he do whatever out there, then that's what he wants to do. He has a mind of he's not a little boy. He knows what he's doing. Yeah. But he has that freedom. He feels really good because mommy's for him, because he can go outside, come back in, eat, drink, and be merry. do what he's doing and continue to do it. The man did it for 3 months. You can't expect him to do it for 3 years. And he did the right thing. Walk away. Walking away is good.
Yeah.
And he didn't walk away and cuss and fret and you know, stood there and have it out with her. He walked away. Kudos to him.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Excellent contribution.
It's a good program you have, Queen. Continue.
Excellent contribution. Thank you very much. Keep the calls coming, please. Keep the calls coming.
But the other thing with these kind of situations, though, is that she is not leaving the door open for another woman to ease in and tell any man from she told.
Right, you know. That's not a billion house.
The man wants a loving, but the fact that I'm cold, you know, grow pretty. The man wants a loving rainfall in the head of the governor, Smithley. He wants a loving. And then the got some people will know, but there's a good man, he's been in the house and everything. They're playing the backside. But she ain't one of the man.
Yep.
Let me ease in here and catch this man here, but there's a good man here. You know, there's always two grandchildren, a daughter, and a bad man. Police are always at your house and all for anything. You're a nuisance woman. Why won't you? The got some people will realize that woman's a nuisance.
Damage goods.
Yeah.
Right, woman, tell us, and you deal with a nuisance woman, she don't appreciate you. And she didn't really appreciate you, that boy would not be at that house. And then the EJ and get a rear swinger, then the yard.
Queen, you got some calls, Queen.
Okay, go ahead.
You missed that one, see? Uh-huh. Take this one.
Mm-hmm. All right, good evening.
Good afternoon to Queen and Archie Bullington.
Right, yeah, load the radio.
Yes, please.
Go ahead, love.
Yeah, can I take a strong objection to you saying that females are not capable of wisdom?
I did not say that.
What did you say?
I say that many people are of the opinion that even though they are left with them, they are not capable of raising them. That is what I said. Now, I am very careful how I speak because I realize that listeners don't listen. Now, I rehearsed that before I said it. So I could tell you what I said. Even that there are many people who think so, that ladies are not capable of raising sons. I've never seen many ladies don't just run out there and make a roller. They don't make a kite. They don't fly kites. And blah, blah, blah. I said many ladies again. So now you can continue, please.
Okay, if I misunderstood you, I'm sorry. But what I'm saying, there are a lot of successful women that have raised boy children. A lot of grandparents raise men of today, men of that stature. It's not raising the child, is the contribution that both parents make to the child's life when the child is small, and then when the child is not given a firm hand and their loopholes, the child will see them and do them as a light. It takes two parents to raise a child, not one, because it ain't artificial. And I blame both parents for the way they were raising children, because they have some mothers that are very naughty, disgusting, and men likewise. Because if they have a problem with a child, they should not quarrel in front of the child or discuss it in front of the child. Discuss it, and then when they reach a conclusion, talk to the child. But both parents are guilty of things, and I think that we need more communication and less violence. And I think that parents and using parents both, because that is the way it is, and it only get better if we take a conscious view of the role. You got some men that when they have children and they see another girl, they'll go along and they forget to support their child, but they will support the other child. And a lot of women, when men give the women the money for the children, they spend it on themselves and not on the child. So in all aspects of it, the child loses out on both parents. So both parents need to come together. can communicate for the benefit of the church. That's my contribution.
So you agree then that one person is not capable of raising the child himself or herself?
No.
You need both of them?
He needs both.
But is
one hand
don't cry. But that is what you criticized earlier when you thought it was my point. Anyhow, you go low. Go low, man. Man, go low, man.
You're
going to
buy a
chance. You go low, man. I love you. With all this, listen, sweetheart, with all thy faults, I love thee still.
I love you too. I love you because you are not counterfeit.
Okay, dear. Thank you very much for calling us.
Yes.
11 minutes after 10, this is the favorite show on Tuesday evening on the night shift with Queen and Constable PC Brooms. And I'm here backing up in the back there, backing up. 434-1790. Come in, Queen. Queen, you didn't get a chance to talk yet. Keep going. Come in, please.
Good night. Yeah, these ladies need that. Now it's the part that Adam Mills play in raising boy children. They like to fool themselves that it's only them that raise a boy children by themselves.
I'll turn off your radio so I can hear the radio coming back.
Yeah.
Hello?
That's a lot better. Go ahead.
I'm saying that these ladies need to acknowledge the role that Adam Mills play in raising a boy children. Maybe an uncle, a grandfather, a big brother, or somebody. But they like to pretend that it's only them that would have raised the child but himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That might happen.
That's right. Thank you, caller.
Hello.
Good evening. He's gone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Yes. What I have to say, the old people used to say that who can't put bread on a take a biscuit? And
good point, ma'am. Good shot.
Yeah. And I would assume that gentleman told the lady to make a decision. Either we get rid of the boy, I stay, or not, I will go. And he did the right thing, he left. And I always say that no mother should let her children get in her way when it comes to getting help from someone. Because she's in need of help. She is in need of help.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women allow the children to disrespect men that come into their lives to help them. And you have to be stern with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I would ask him is, are you working? And if he said no, I would say, okay. Well, in 2 weeks time, you're going to go and get a job. And if you cannot find a job in 2 weeks time, then you have to find somewhere to live.
Yep. Exactly. You got to get them ultimatums.
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks time now, and he don't find a job, you're putting him out, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, you gotta get him going. How are you gonna eat if you don't work? Huh? And he might be a child that don't even want to help sweep the yard, he don't want to help sweep the house, wash wares, nothing at all.
Exactly, yeah, that's what he was saying. What things he was saying too, you know, I can imagine coming at somebody to get a little scotch, but...
A little Scott.
Get him and make yourself useful.
Right. Huh?
Get him
and make yourself useful. So that when the man can't work, I'm working hard, he ain't got all them chores to do.
Yeah.
You know? That's your contribution.
You want me for the boy Floyd going on the block, and then when evening time come, you coming in and bathing, eating, and going again? Nothing at me.
Yep. Exactly. You understand? No.
You want me for the boy Floyd, you going to live by yourself.
All right.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much. We've had a lot of calls so far, but keep them coming. Queen, you can take it. You can go. Make your point, Queen.
You see, what's happening sometimes to me is that the call in the streets is very strong. The call, the call, the call, the call of the world, right? Mm-hmm. And there's something called the call of the streets. And when you are at that age, you're working, not most people, but when you are at that age and you are not working, and you want to live that street life, you want to be a bad man, as it's called itself. You want to be seen as a man from the block. You do things and you do all kinds of things that you should not be doing, run yourself in trouble. And then you say somebody, and some of these youngsters is cursing them out. No, you're saying that somebody just said, don't, you know, left out bread for biscuit or what somebody can give you. But that same boy would say, listen, later on in life, he was cursed by the poisonous and say, I was down and out and had nowhere to live. And you choose a man over me. Mm. I can tell you that whole conversation, because he had a conversation, the conversation ready. He was cursed by his mother and tell you, I was on the street, I had nowhere to sleep.
That's right.
And you choose a man over me.
Okay, my friend, you have a call, please. Take it, Queen.
Go ahead, yes. Doc.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Very good.
I was calling earlier by this fellow that has stopped to give some money.
Uh-huh. Right.
I buy food for you every Friday. I asked you, you working? He said, no. I said, I'll party again tomorrow, Saturday. I will ask my boss if I said, work for you, right? He asked me, what are you going to pay? I said, I'm 150. He said, you want 120. I said, you only pay, you going to pay money. You ask tools? No. I said, go along for me. I called the mother. I explained to the mother. She asked me, he carries something from you? I said, no. She cut the phone off. I said, gone.
Hello?
Still there?
Going again.
From hello, hello, hello.
Yeah.
We lost that one. He's gone. Something went wrong there. But keep trying, keep trying. Callers come in, 434-1790. I will take your calls as soon as they come. Please, 434-1790.
It'd be a situation that if the man, even if the man has seen that he was trying to do something with life, looking for work, we know work hard there. But if the man notices he's going to say, breaking a job and coming back with cement on the hands or whatever, some weekend you see come back with paint on the elbows. They tell themselves,
that's oh, right.
He's about trying. Mm-hmm. He's doing this something. Mm-hmm. Even if you come with some mom's holding $50 bill to help pay the light bill, holding a $20 bill to help buy some rice and some milk and sugar and things. But if you just come in and drop it out inside there, so sitting down, oh, this brother's loving, you don't understand it at all.
Fork up around the house. Fork up around the house. And plant some orchid trees, some orchid trees, and some peach trees, and some whatever. Quick so crop.
Right. If you do something basically like
that. 6 weeks crop. 6 weeks crops.
And some
cucumbers said, and them sort of things.
When you reach a certain age, regardless of how old you are, whatever, there are some people who don't let them see police around the house at all. You and your house and the neighbors and the gallery looking to see where the police are, your house looking for. Can it just be embarrassing?
It's upset you, man.
And people in Rapshot say, you know the police got John House last night for that one. They may know where they went. Mm-hmm. And then you hear people at all LPs, they went looking for a gun. They went looking for drugs at John House. I don't know if John don't get that nuisance for Ronnie House. That's what people just talk. That's what people just think.
Take another call, Queen. Take a call.
You don't want to be in that situation.
All right, go ahead. Good night, caller.
Good night, dear. I love this program. If you ain't got money, you can't cry for Bobby. And the things that got me, that's how we parents as women know what we children doing, and we covering it up. You buying a phone, you're working away, and you have something to use that phone, we get that phone from. Go back to where we get that phone from. Yeah, put it out food. I can get that food for you. It's all right for you to talk. But when these people tutoring you and you get a tutor out there, you follow in the tutor. Let I put you out there and say if the tutor can take you in. Get a horse, get ride it. Get a boomstick, get all wanted. When the police got you and cross the admin, better can bring me. Yes, they can bring me, can see bad. But they say they're going to talk to you over and under. The law is they put it out before 6 o'clock. Because you just feel like all the hair for the head and the body and they look good and you ribbon running after them. You bring a woman and like me with two children. I saw good to take you and they got a man. I explained to the mother, this is not your child. This is my child. I expect the child to respect you and you respect the child. But no, you coming in. Ma, I want $10. You got the $10. I want 20 the next day. You and he won't kill you. But some parents need to be blamed for these children's attitude because they got children there. And mommy will cry for don't cry. I can't pay the like me like telephone bill. That time the child put in $150 and you all know you have. I'm telling you something. This program is real, real interesting. And these parents, some of them, not all, some of them, I'm putting out my child because they got a man and he's your father. I expect you to respect him and he to respect you. But no, you are coming here with nine phones. I know where I get the phones from. And I said, they don't doing it. And me and you and the man eating it. And the next day, the police out there, but tonight, what is.
PC rooms. PC rooms.
PC rooms out there for you. PC rooms.
You coming in with two poles, a bag of goods, no work the way. And you expect me to sit down and eat your food? No way. Where you get it? You go back. Then the same friend's going to tell you, come and give you a shelter. When you sit like that, good, then you tell you, go look for somewhere to go, you know. That's what people don't realize. Mm-hmm. But these parents don't understand how it's out there. Yes, he might not be working. Yes, I can get a little food. I ain't getting your money. I get your clothes. Call you that money there for you every day. And you go, you sell it all at you. But don't bring the phone in at me. Don't bring nothing at me. You know what I can do? I can dig up my bedroom, skin every bed up, every wall, roll my pulley down. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for gun and do up. And if I find any here, and the police come, they call the officer to 1-1 come. No. And when they come, I open the door, wait. Don't mash up my teeth. Come and go to the bedroom, read and sleep. And sir, don't come in my bedroom. You laughing. But I was a serious woman. Don't come in my bedroom and dig up. Now my front house and back of my teeth. Go and read and sleep. Wherever you find in there, carry on. I tell the officer, don't bring in nothing. You come in and you search for who you want. You don't find it, you go back home. As I get rough to the officer, he got to be rough to me because he's my child. I'm going to take care of him. What you doing? I don't want a pole. I don't want the guns. I don't want nothing to bring in my house because the next day, though, the police will be coming in tutus. Have a good night. Ken?
Yes, please.
Don't stop this program. Let him go out and drive a
All right, I
love it. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Peace good night.
All right, ma'am.
Good night. Good night.
All right. Thank good you.
Night.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
Okay, everybody's venting their views and so on. Coming, I need to take the calls. 434-1790. Good evening to all of you. Good evening to Barbados.
The other question, to where you want to put far there, it wouldn't be better on somebody to come through. In a situation of, as you said, woman don't, ain't got a big job, she don't work strong. You read now that she ain't work or she ain't work for 2 weeks or whatever, and the bill start to put it in the bill, and she called the man. Now, remember the man built the house. The man got some money there, so they got a pair for some bricks or whatever. And she called him. Man, the man got a little $300 bill to go and buy some bricks. Don't tell the mason come this weekend and put it be 300 blocks on the stairs, maybe. She called the man and tell the man, well, I work for 2 weeks or whatever, and the rent won't pay. The light bill in trouble, he want the bill in trouble. You tell me it's fair that he got to take that $300 note and go and give her? Talk to me.
No, that's leverage, no. That's leverage, no. Tell she, well, you know, this money spent already, you understand? So you really got...
Exactly.
Right? Got all that money.
So in other words, you are saying, let me let bill get cut off,
yeah? Let me let get cut off, yeah, correct. Let get cut off.
Let me let get cut off.
No, I wouldn't let it get cut off, though.
Listen, I know experience. I know that from real. I'm some person in real.
I think this is a good time.
To let it get cut off.
No. Rather than letting it get cut off, this is a good time to sit down and converse, to sit down and communicate.
All right, get
this is a
talking,
good
yeah,
time here now. This is a good time here now. So, sweetheart, I cannot cohabitate with your son. And you can't do without my assistance. And if it me assisting you, it is going to be PC Brooms you're calling upon. It's going to be Gregson you're calling upon. You're going to call him some because you really need help. But no man is going to cohabitate with your son behaving like that. So you got to make a decision.
Yep.
Even if you are under the impression, you know the man got along, he had your brother. And she called the brother, called at the house and tell him, listen, because the man said, I can give you a little guava every now and then. She called the man and tell him, "Ben, I ain't work last week, or so and so. I want know if you could give me a little something, a little 300 to help with the rent and for the light bill this month." But you see, bro, you are saying at that point in time, you discuss it and say, "Well, you know, I was there with you. I was trying to help you with these things, but I'm trying to get my house. Do you got a big lawless? It's going to stand in the yard there, so it's doing nothing, just draining you."
Correct. So you got to feel the consequences of the action, man. You got to feel it, man, but you don't learn.
So you are saying, PC, bro, let get cut off.
Let get cut off, man. Money done spent.
My God, I would give her two or three chances. I would pay the late bill at least twice. But she has to see.
To me, the earlier you do these things, the better get it out of the way, man. Because that body won't pull up the longest time. From the time he stepped in our house, you know, he should have been making moves to change. And nothing like ain't working. So some sort of shock, you know.
Shock treatment. 434-1780. Give us the shock treatment, please. Another point has come up here. I like your opinion. 434-1780, come in, please. 26 after 10. Plus, I owe them. How many minutes they owe you, young boy?
11.
We are on fast. 11.
You tell Holy Spirit, you better end the door.
I will let you get cut off.
I will let you get cut off, even if I go pay the disconnection fee.
You're going to feel two weeks or 3 weeks without electricity. If you get back to me, that's your business. But you saying God feel the burning?
Exactly. You gotta be that house dark and looking up my roof without Wi-Fi. What's going on?
I want to hear your opinion. You will let the light get cut off, or you can pay it.
No, it's gonna get cut off. You're gonna feel the light burning for a little 2 or 3 weeks, though. You can't be moving there. So every time you want money, it's gonna come and get money for you. Yeah. I need my game money.
And you know
that might happen. You've been too late, grandchildren.
But you know.
You had a chance to get your coffee speeding and you didn't want speeding.
All right. 434-1780. Are we going to let the light cut off or not? Give us your opinion, please.
It's the same as the poor woman. You're very sharp in your ambulance. You don't get that. You're using me. I didn't care about me. If you allow the boy to do as he like, go up on the block and lay him and smoke and all kind of things, come in, and you got food there for him. You got some days don't cook.
Yep.
But you eat early when he go and on the block, you eat and wash the pot clean.
I wonder, Sophie, will the light get cut off? Sophie, would you let the light get cut off? Sophie, I want to know from you. Good evening. Come in, please. Hello?
Hello, the radio. Turn on the radio.
Hello.
Good night.
The put down, man. Anybody put down?
Put down?
Somebody else is here, though. Hello?
Hello, good night, PC Brooms.
Good night, I hear.
Good night.
Good night.
I will let the light bill get...
Oh. Correct.
Let us stand in the dark and sit down in front of the television with a spotlight. that would be their plate, not mine. I love this program. I love it. I want it to be a little bit more regular. Mr. Husband, you're doing a fine job.
Well, thanks, man.
A very beautiful job.
Thanks, man. All right, man.
Have a good night.
All right. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Listen to me, right?
Sorry.
Yes.
You can like milk it off, man. Or you, I like this version of TV watching, though. Watching TV with a spotlight.
let me show you, man. Listen, this is real, right?
The spot you let us get cut off, I guarantee you. And they don't pay, it ain't get cut off, you know. They just sacrifice everything else. Right? And every cent they get, and beg to keep it on.
So you think she will ask somebody else for some money?
Yes.
Oh, you hold on. Don't go from there. Don't move from there. Don't move from there. Let me get another call here. Good evening. Your opinion, please.
My opinion is what Queen Ash McCox is saying is 100% correct. Before you spend the winter, you spend the summer. Because he's trying to take people kind of the weakness. He's taking silver and buying gold there. None for nothing, nothing.
Okay,
I certainly want to learn.
Good point, good point. We ran into
that. No, I don't like good. And separately, we're going to really shout Raymond.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. Good night, Mike.
All right. Caller, come in, please.
I'm here.
Come in.
Hi, it's Miss P.
Miss P, girl, how are you?
Hey. I am fine. No, you know what?
We got two hard C's on the line. We got Sophie on one end and you on the other.
Well, does Sophie have a son?
Sophie, talk for yourself.
Yes, of course.
You have a son. Well, yeah. See, I never had a son, and I carried a baby for 9 months, and I wanted a son very badly. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I had my daughter. I loved her to death, but I always wanted a boy. So I'm surrounded by boys in my neighborhood. I love boys. So I don't know how I would feel as a mother of a whatless son, because she created him. She created that little monster that he is. She made him the way he is. And you know why she did that? Out of selfishness, to keep him. To keep him in the house so that no other woman would want him. That's hers till she dies. That's what that's all about. It's bare selfishness what she did to that child. And a lot of mothers do that. Overly possessive with their sons. Us girls, you want to kick us out when we're 16. But the boys, they can live there forever.
Yes, but Miss B, may I say something to you? Sometimes, right? You will have I don't have any of those type of boy children. That's fortunate for me. I'm so glad. But I'm saying that what could probably transpire here is like you can't put a mind into some children. The mother probably would have allowed him to grow in such a way where that it was supposed to be comfortableness for him. But if he went out there,
he feels privileged. That's what he is.
Right. So he went out there.
That's what he is. He feels entitled.
Right. So he's going to be allowed to
believe he's entitled. He never did nothing. He never fed no animals or had to dig up some ground or pull out the weeds.
Correct.
He never did all that. She created this little monster.
Good shot.
Yeah. Very good. That is true.
She created him, so she got to deal with it. And I'll tell you something further, which I shouldn't tell you, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Go ahead.
I've had two dogs, a male dog and a female dog. Would you believe, inside of my mind, my male dog was to be fed first all the time?
Why was that in your mind?
Because of, it's that boy thing that we want our boys. I might have had a little whatless boy, but my daughter, I was very strict and disciplined. I'm glad the way she grew up. She grew up, never gave me any problems. But I'm sure if it was a boy, I would have made different allowances for him. Because I had a nephew and I took care of him, and I saw the difference, and everybody saw the difference in the way I was treating them. He got away with murder. She did not. I kept
understand
the rules. But that's what that mother did. She destroyed that child. He's not going to be good to no woman. Trust me on that one. She's selfish.
But right now, at this point in time, what is going to happen? Her relationship is being strained. And in her relationship, if she's not careful, any woman who is listening,
that man's
want to feel
her.
Mind, you know what's going to happen? It's going to hurt her when, at his young age, what they're going to do is move on with their partner, and they will be good. But her relationship and her opportunity would have passed. And this
Hold on. We're going in for call number three. Caller number three, come in, please.
I love this show.
Good night.
Caller number three, come in, please.
What you say is correct. But watch me. A boy, one hand can't clap. One hand can't clap. And we were brought up with respect, discipline, and everything in every way.
Correct.
My mother brought us up to learn respect and to be everything. But look carefully. The children that are disrespectful, You got to pay the penalty for the treachery.
All right, give Queen a chance. Hold on and give Queen a chance to respond to the traitor. Queen, come in, please.
Yes, I hear. What you said is true.
Go ahead.
There's something called respect.
Empress Queen Archibald, you are so savant. Listen, everyone see, look, tell it to God. God is look.
Okay. Look. Good man.
And my friend, listen, Archibald and we are caught. Queen, you just tell him.
Yes, please.
Tell him. See, look, Christ, and there was no going on.
Amen.
But,
okay.
But amen. I have to ask one question. One question. Why doesn't the man that the mother has move in with her and but, chase the boy out?
No, but he was in. He left.
He was there.
And
he was there, and she brought any boy. The boy was somewhere else, and the bad blow where he was. So she brought any boy, but the boy was ignored for being disrespectful. He's known to the courts. You know, he don't want a lot of work. So the man just get fed up. The man was there with her. She brought in her daughter, and the daughter bring two grandchildren. Then the boy come there. The boy in the list, and he back. And the man say he's not comfortable with this situation here. He can't deal with it. Because right now, he's trying to build his house out here. And his money getting drained there. And the boy still up there, so he doing nothing, just eating every day, drinking and eating and pressing the clothes and living like nothing happening. And the man move over and left him.
I understand that.
But Queen,
but I want to say one thing. I want this show to continue. We need
yes, it. Yes, listen to this, Miss B, before you move, right? Queen,
yes.
You didn't explain to Miss B that the gentleman in question got the house rented for he and the lady at the point in time. And when the boy wanted some place to go, and if the question was asked to the gentleman said, no, he don't want that. And he put it to the same lady. And behind his back, a day he came home.
Right.
Eventually, the boy was out in the yard building up, patching up whatever that particular part
of the yard was. So,
maybe a shack in the back. Yeah, I see a lot of them. That's where the parents put them now, in the back.
Right. So what happened to that?
But she went against what he wanted. Just get him evicted before 6 o'clock at night. Get him off the land.
But no, you understand. But
strong enough, like I said, she's enabling her son.
Okay.
She's enabling him. So that other man are building a house? Well, I'm looking for another house so I could rent out mine, so maybe me and him could get together. Have a good night.
Okay, have a good night.
All right, thank you. Oh, that was a little technical little thing I made out there for the facilitate, y'all. I'll come back.
Very nice. 3 sticks on the gully.
Yeah.
In all of this there too, what could have really frustrated the man to her? Somebody said, you know, she went behind the man back. She had a discussion with the man first. The boy could come, the man said, no, that boy's trouble. I don't really want him. But the man come home a day and see the boy in the yard repairing the shed that just keep the drink bottles and take on it. No. He ain't walking there by himself. She tell him come.
Correct.
She tell him come. And she tell the man he coming. The man turn my phone in there. And she want the man to accept. You must accept they that although we had a discussion and you say he ain't to come. You must accept now that I tell you to come. So you start wrong already. You ain't even say, give you a little chance, whatever. But this is so later on in the discussions. Give you a little chance, let's see how it works or whatever. But you ain't telling the man he didn't come in. Somebody man get a crowbar and go in there, so let them everything know what will happen. Somebody was that kind of man, because they got some men that from the time that they shed in the yard that bill, they better go out at care, at manage, and buy a crowbar and a hammer, and put down everything.
Yep.
Or they already got up, but he made this for cursing all the time, I like them. But he might be that kind of boy that be burning your house with everybody, you know, because all this house have been given to stay. So if you are so devious, as you are, people will say, or deceitful to tell the boy, the man ain't want you here, but I tell you come. Rest yourself and see how things stay. Behave yourself or whatever. But the boy could have behaved, fella. If every two, every other week, the police there, so one of a cell phone. The one of a bicycle that somebody said you can't have here. The searching, and as the gentleman say, these people want to search all your bedroom and your house and tell them they're looking guns and drugs because you don't keep the gun in your bedroom.
Yep.
You got the gun in your bedroom and you grab them out of the bedroom or out of your bed.
Yeah.
So in his family, got other houses and things. A fellow got a gun, and the police come looking for a gun, and they just searching your bedroom. The gun here brought sick grandma out of the bedroom and lifting up the mattress and searching for the gun, because you didn't keep the gun in your wardrobe in your bedroom. You don't got the gun on your grandma, sick grandma out of bed. You think the man able to deal with all that kind of foolishness? The man right to go on with his business. And then his wife said, really, like, get cut off, water cut off, wifi cut off, floor fight cut off, everything cut off.
Everything cut off.
I don't care who eat. So I said, ready and shot my arm, ready, don't care who get wet. Watch my coffee, I don't care who I'm brackish. I'm very sorry to say. So you can talk with the mother's love till the cows come home. If I speak to you, you are my son, and I do the straight not a fly right. And you don't watch me, not a fly right. But for the reason, go somewhere else. I don't care nothing about you anymore. Go somewhere else.
Do you
when
think...
you decide to grow a brain and take for yourself, we can have a relationship, but there comes a time when you have to you just get kicked out the nest. And you've got to go and find your own
way.
Queen, do you think that we take too long before we really start discipline and talking to our children?
Yes, I feel so. I believe that sometimes some people are not very good at communication. You're not very good speakers. Yeah. Like that lady that, she and her son, the lady that spoke earlier, had a little strain. She put him out. She put him out, but when she went on the block and saw the condition he was in, she was able to speak to him that it was something that he was able to listen to. No, she could have and she had gone there with the wrong approach.
Yeah.
Like how some mothers would have gone and saying, you say it? That's all you're going to be worse. You're going to be worse.
Yeah. I tell you this and I tell you that.
I tell you, you don't listen. You don't listen. I know what can happen when you do. I can send. I got a funeral clothes. They call somebody that kill you before. She could have gone with that blackguardish behavior. And you would have got two hard-headed people butting against one another. Because by the time she turned up and she stopped your brain and your arm bad in front of his friends, well, he can kick back now.
Yeah.
He can fight back verbally. Why you don't tell you this and that from about here, eh? So on, okay, you put me out, now I hear that from you. That could have descended into that kind of conversation. So when you got boy children, you turn to them and tell them you're going to be just like your father. You ain't giving a gun. You're going to be this and you're going to be that. You are showing poor communication skills, and the children won't hear nothing from you. The children won't hear nothing from you.
No, she painted a nice picture. It was actually great, man. I was like watching a movie when she was talking, man. I mean, she was real graphic.
Yes.
And she drew a good picture.
Very good.
What going on? Yeah.
So it is very clear that she started communicating with her son from the time he could understand.
He said that from your part, but she said that one thing and he used to listen.
Very good.
That picture, very good.
Keep the calls coming, 434-1790.
Parents, especially when the children being raised by the block.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a little 10-year-old, you got 12-year-old child, you working at one fast food places that you don't be home for the evening. And he did that what he said. He's going to gravitate to the areas where the fellas are. He can learn how to gamble at 10 and 12 years old. There's a city as a runner. You know what a runner is? A runner is many men for the block gambling. They tell the fella, go at the shop and buy four beers. Bring this one, so on. And the guy tell you keep the change. So you go at 10 years or 11 years old, he might work in a gas station for 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. He go up on the block. The men smoking, the cursing, the gambling, the doing things that he like, that he want to get involved with. And they tell you this, they're $20. Go at the shop and call for 2 guineas and 4 beers. And keep the change. So he get in for dollar bill for running. And he get dragged into that life.
True.
13 years old.
But I have a scenario for PC Brooms.
Yes.
PC Brooms, listen very carefully.
All right.
Do I have what Mark Anthony said? Lend me your ears.
Yes.
Okay.
One time I owe a fella, a person, $5. And the huddle hard and tell everybody that I owe them $5. But you know, I paid them $10.
You get them
$10. And they tell nobody. Nobody know that I paid them $10.
It's got surprise people that we have.
But you know what happened now? It is a quarter to 11.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in other words, you're saying that you promised me 11 minutes. But you're there before I'm
on. And you ain't telling about it.
And you ain't telling about it.
I like working.
In other words.
I like working with y'all.
In other words, you just man, a day later time in the shade. It's time to pack up a phone.
Let me take this last call here. Let me take this last call, man.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
Come right in, please.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
That was that five dollars that was given was for interest.
you see we love
interest.
Program.
Nice.
I love it. I enjoy you all, yes?
I enjoy working with the team too.
Can get home safe.
I can try to get home safe.
Right.
Okay, dear.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, can't get turned off your legs, Bobby, now.
you're gonna get your search like a spot on TV.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, it was a pleasure. A great pleasure. Thanks to K-Husbands once again for a very entertaining evening and for giving us an extra 4 minutes or 5 minutes. Thanks to the Army Country for your calls and, you know, for being part of this discussion. Of course, we could go on forever and ever and ever because, you know, everybody's got their own story and their own things to share. So we're looking forward to seeing you or hearing you again next week, the same time, same place, same back channel.
Yes, next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. VOB 92.9 FM. I'm gone. Have a good night.
I'm going to call your friends and let them know.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, team. Thank you, Queen, and thank you, PC Brooms. Okay, for the entire group, I'm Ken Husbands wishing you a good evening.
I love you more than a cold like grass, than a baby like milk, cause you are class. Capital CLASSSS. Class. When we kissing, I'll be hugging, I'll be holding, and you whisper, I love you, darling. Oh, darling, you doesn't know what you do. Give me a call, but from my heart to my shoe. All in my knee, one down in my foot. Make my feet sweet from my bed to a right up. Don't you eat sponge, yeah? Call your skin rays off. Out of this world, you're sweet. Like a rice, no holding. Coconut.